Hey, FaithBridge men, this is Mace Perez, Men's Discipleship Coordinator at FaithBridge, and we are continuing our podcast series on navigating the holidays. Our prayer for this series is that each episode would inspire, encourage, and equip men like you to lead well throughout what can be a difficult and crazy season. Joining me today are my friends Kelly Hickey, FaithBridge Kids Ministry Director, and Chris Clark, FaithBridge Student Ministry Director, to talk about parenting and discipling our kids throughout the holiday season. Not only have each of them dedicated their lives to raising up the next generation in vocational ministry, but they are both parents as well. Kelly, welcome. Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Hi, Mace. Thanks for having me. Well, my name is Kelly Hickey, and I have had the privilege of serving the kids of FaithBridge for almost 23 years now. And is that my calling professionally, but it's also been my calling as a mother to raise sons, hopefully, prayerfully, who would love the Lord and follow him. And I have two boys. One is 19. His name is Mitchell. And one who is almost 22.
Wow.
His name is Matthew.
Thank you, Kelly. And then, Chris, so glad to have you as well. Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with you, Mace. And my name is Chris. I'm the Director of Student Ministries here at FaithBridge. And really, my passion is for giving young people opportunities to encounter God. And I'm really grateful that my two boys, Tommy and Ziggy, that are 4 and 2, have the opportunity to be in Kelly's ministry and encounter God through FaithBridge in that way.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love having you both here, not only because of what you do serving the body of Christ professionally, but because of the experience and passion that y'all bring as parents yourselves. And so when it comes to navigating the holidays well in their families, particularly as dads, what are some common problems and challenges that you think men are likely to face?
And I think that the holiday season is a huge drain on all kinds of resources. Obviously, financial, your resource of time, your mental energy, the desire to please your spouse or your children. There's like pressure to provide a holiday experience that is memorable or fruitful or enjoyable. There's navigating potentially difficult or uncomfortable family dynamics. And in all of that, you're still trying to do normal life. And on top of that, your grow group or maybe your discipleship leader or someone at FaithBridge wants you to invest in your family in Christmas time and have it be meaningful. And that's like, that can be a lot of pressure for someone who's a leader of a family to navigate all of that in one kind of busy time.
Yeah. Absolutely. As a dad, I can feel my heart rate racing as you share all those things. I can definitely relate. Kelly, what might you add?
Well, I completely agree with Chris. And I think the world is trying to tell our kids that Christmas is, and the holidays are all about one thing. And it's up to us as grownups, as adults, to sort of define for our families what the holidays really are.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of some of the headlines I've seen recently of with all the supply chain issues, people saying, you know, that Christmas is going to be ruined and all that sort of thing. But for us as Christians, we should know that ultimately, while those things are fun and things to look forward to, and certainly it's fun as parents, as dads, to give our children gifts and watch the joy on their faces. We know that that's not centrally what the holiday season, particularly the Christmas season, is about. And so when it comes to trying to overcome some of those challenges, some of those hurdles, and trying to point our families and our children to Christ during this season, what ideas might y'all share with the men of FaithBridge? You know, from your experience or resources from your time in kids ministry and student ministry?
Well, when I think of myself as a father and then the fathers of the young men and women that I get to serve vocationally, I think, like, let's define the win. What is it that we want to actually achieve? What's the most important thing for us in this Christmas season? And my mind goes to Ephesians 6:4, where the charge to fathers is to bring up your children in training and instruction of the Lord. So we have this time and space and opportunity of a Christmas season or an Advent season where we can bring up our children in training and instruction of the Lord. That's the most important thing. And so how do we go about doing that? Well, if I think about the origins of our Christmas celebration, it's not something that originated as like Jesus was born on December 25th, and so that's why we observe it on that day. Actually, Christmas is the merging of an ungodly culture with Christian faith and liturgy, and which is something I didn't grow up in at all as a Southern Baptist kid. I didn't know what liturgy meant. I never heard the word Advent or Lent growing up. But Christmas comes about in our common, current Christian context as merging the culture of the day with our religious observance at the same time. And so while Kelly's talking about the world is defining for us what the season looks like, well, actually, we have the opportunity to, in our own families, merge what's happening in culture with our own beliefs about what Christmas is really about. And in fact, I think about Colossians 3:23, that whatever we do, mm-hmm. we do unto mm-hmm. the glory of God, that whatever we do, we're doing as if we're working for the Lord. And so we can use our observance of Christmas and all of the fun and even some of the commercialization of Christmas, we can use that to glorify God in our family. So how do you bring that all together? And I think the singular thing that I would say that I'm trying to do for my own family and would encourage others to do is pursue making memories with your children. That there's tons of fun to be had in culture that are so much fun for your children that you can make these awesome memories. And when you pair that with a discipleship experience in your home, that your children will have forever fused in their brains together as they grow older. As my Tommy and Ziggy reach the age that Kelly's children are at now, at 19 and 22, they will have those memories that are hooks in their brain of how much fun they had at Christmas as a kid, but they'll have that connected to moments of discipleship along the way where we've reminded them that Jesus is better than what the world has to offer. And Christmas isn't about what's under the tree or even all of the fun, but Christmas is about celebrating that Jesus has come to be with us. Mm-hmm. But all of those things for a young person get connected together when they have those memorable moments.
Yeah, I love that so much. First, the idea of the temptation as Christians can often be to just outright capitulate to culture or to just run and hide and basically live as modern day monastics and just shut off our engagement with the world. But people like Tim Keller and even our own pastors, Ken and Dan, I think have done a really good job of calling Christians to engage with the world, not to capitulate, but to bring a vibrant Christian faith and to speak into what we see going on around us and to use even some of the quote worldly things going on around us to point our kids to Christ. And then I love what you shared about the value of making memories. I know that my wife, Jennifer, and I, that's been a big part of what we have loved about being married and as about being parents, is trying to form some of those traditions. And one of those, as simple and as maybe worldly as it seems around the Christmas time, has been just driving around looking at Christmas lights. We were visiting my parents, who just moved to a new house, and we were seeing their new house, and a ton of homes in their neighborhood already had Christmas lights. So leaving the debate about when is appropriate to decorate for Christmas aside, my son Bernard saw that and he said, when are we going to go look at Christmas lights? And so even something that may seem worldly, we're able to use that to build those memories, to spend quality time with our kids. And we do often in the car ride, as we're looking at lights, turn the conversation towards Jesus and why this is such a time to celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, and even for young Bernard, experiencing that anticipation of Christmas is coming, even is something as simple as Christmas lights that isn't explicitly Christ-centric, that gives you, the parent, the opportunity of saying, you know how excited you are for Christmas right now? When we go back to the Old Testament and Israelites who are promised this Messiah, and they have this anticipation of a child who would come and would rescue them, like, that's the same thing, Bernard, that we can experience that same anticipation right now as we're approaching Christmas, and we can hope and wait upon the return of our King, just as we're hoping for Christmas to get here soon as well. And that's a lesson you can teach from your little baby who's just experiencing Christmas for the first time, on up through your teenage sons and daughters as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that connection of the Old Testament hope of Old Testament saints looking to the first coming of the Messiah, but then bringing that to us today, that's still relevant. We're still in a world of darkness and sin and brokenness, and we long for our Lord to return, and so we should have that same anticipation and look forward to it with joy, because we know that there is a day coming with no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering. Yeah, I love that. Kelly, how about you? What ideas or suggestions might you have to share with the Men of Faith Bridge?
Well, I love what you guys are saying. It's spot on. I tend to think that discipling kids isn't a moment or even something necessarily planned, but should be something that's ongoing in our lives all the time. So that if you're learning something about the Messiah, the promised Messiah, that you share that. If your heart or my heart is ugly about going somewhere or a have to, that we feel like we have to, this is a have to for the holidays, that you share that with your kids and you're transparent with them and you ask them to pray for you and reveal that you yourself are on a journey with God, that you yourself are being refined. Because our kids already know, like our kids can already see our sin and point it out for us. But just being a real disciple yourself, purposefully in front of them, reveals that you mean it. Like you mean this thing that you say, that you believe in God and that Jesus has saved and redeemed you. And I think our kids need to see that from their fathers, both our boy children and our female children. And I think there's just an opportunity, like Chris was pointing out, that everything that we do is a chance to turn the conversation towards Christ and how we've been saved and rescued. And it doesn't have to be like that everybody's sitting around the kitchen table with Bibles open. That's certainly one way to do it. But you can be in the car listening to a song. You can be praying about something with your kids out loud. You can be going to choose a gift for someone. Like everything that we do is an opportunity to engage in conversations with our kids about things that are eternal. Because I think sometimes we think that that conversation is going to happen at church, or even that that's a conversation for the moms to have with their children. But in reality, it's just so important for kids to hear their dads talk about their love for Jesus and their love for God and their need for God, and to show that to their children. I mean, our kids need to see that. And for men to prioritize coming to church. And those things are important to you guys as well, that that's not just something that moms care about.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I have learned experientially as a dad is how much our children learn just by watching us and imitating us. We've all had that experience as parents where, you know, we see our kid do something or make a facial expression, we're like, oh my gosh, you look so much like your dad, or you look so much like your mom. But it's not just those kind of silly facial expression type things. It's the spiritual life as well that, you know, I know it's kind of cliche, but I think it's absolutely true that the Christian life is more caught than taught. And so the most important thing that a dad can do for their family is to wholeheartedly pursue Jesus. And it's one of the things that I'm so thankful for, that being at a church who we don't believe that our job is to do ministry to people. Our job is to equip people. So, for example, I was thinking about, okay, if a dad is sitting here listening to this, like, I don't really know much about Advent or what the, you know, the Old Testament longing for the Messiah is about. One of the resources we have available to anyone at FaithBridge is Right Now Media, and anyone can go to faithbridge.org/right now and sign up for an account. And they have, you know, tons of great video series on Advent. So that's just an easy low-hanging fruit idea that came to my mind as you were sharing. If a man is like, okay, I'm convinced, I want to do this, I don't know where to start. That's a great place to start. And just learning how to cultivate that culture where we're talking about spiritual and eternal things all the time. My mind went to that passage in Deuteronomy 6, mm-hmm. where, you know, Moses is calling the Israelites to talk about the Lord with their children all the time as they're walking, as they're lying down, and just look for any and every opportunity to turn those everyday things, like we were talking about, especially in a time like this, to things of the Lord.
That's right. You can take something. What does O Holy Night mean? What does O Come, Emmanuel mean? You can take a Christmas hymn and investigate the answers with your kids. It can be like knowing God and discipling your kids should feel like a treasure hunt. Like, let's get to know more. Let's discover together. And if I don't know the answer to a question that a child asks me, I always tell them, I don't know, but we can find that out together, because they have really, really great questions.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my primary roles here is training leaders, and one of my common tips to leaders is, you know, I don't know is a real answer. You're allowed to say that. And then I love how, you know, you're inviting these dads to, you know, feel comfortable saying that, but then invite their family on a journey and even make it fun. Even things like you were sharing, like Christmas songs, like that maybe we've grown up singing and we can regurgitate the words, but do we know what they mean? What is this O Come Emmanuel all about?
I used to, when my kids were your kids' age, Chris, I used to, it wasn't necessarily a game, but we had an activity where I would say something that I knew was true about God. Like if we're decorating the Christmas tree or cooking or cleaning or whatever, I would say something that I knew was true about God. And then everybody had a chance to say something that they knew was true about God. And I might say that Jesus is the head of the church. Well, that's probably not something that their little minds are going to go to, but they might say love. And both are true answers, and it gives you a place to just have conversations about who God is. And they thought of things that I wouldn't. And it was faith building for me too. It was fun. We had fun doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love that the ideas that we have here are so applicable from the youngest mm-hmm. to your oldest of kids. And Kelly's so right that discipleship with your kids isn't about singular moments, but it's a journey of lifelong parenting. And the cool part about being a young parent at FaithBridge for me is I get to see the parents that are a little bit more seasoned, that have children that are graduating high school and out of the house. And I can see the investment that they made in their children when they were the age that my children are at, as they're building a family culture of discipleship and making meaningful memories around Christmas time and pointing their children towards Christ and everything, that they actually grew as parents as their kids grew. And so those simple, sweet conversations where your kid is offering that Jesus is about love turns into more robust and full mm-hmm. conversations as they grow older. And so if you're a young parent that's just starting out, you've got the unique opportunity that I'm trying to capitalize on now of, you can build that culture now that you'll see those dividends pay out when your kids are older. But if you are the parent of a teen now and you're just now realizing, I need to get started on this, well, then it's not too late, because your kids are at a spot where they are capable of engaging in some of that higher level conversation. And you can piggyback off of what they're experiencing here in student ministry or kids ministry, and you can have those moments at home, and they might be able to offer up something a little bit more robust in this time, and it might actually push you to do that investigating. So, but no matter where you are in your parenting journey, you can start now, or you can improve now and capitalize on this moment right here, right now, this year.
Amen. Well, thank you both for being willing to share a little bit from your experience and wisdom. I know I'm walking away with some really great ideas, so I appreciate y'all. And thank you all for joining us for another episode of the FaithBridge Men podcast. Please rate, share, and subscribe so you don't miss out on more great content. Our next episode is going to be on the importance of the local church when it comes to navigating the holidays. See you then.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode. We hope you found it helpful and encouraging. For more content and stories like this, check out faithbridge.org/podcast, and don't forget to subscribe.